OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network this Thursday, November 1st. Can you believe it? November is already here. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Well, if you're driving in this Thursday morning, I'm going to tell you, it is foggy outside, so please give yourself enough time to get there and get there safely. Make sure that you're watching out for school kids and school zones. You know those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m., so we want to remind you to steer clear of all of our kids' rears. Make sure you're watching out for those kids that are walking to school, standing at bus stops, and going through those crossing zones. Again, the magic hour is 9 o'clock. Just a reminder, stay engaged and make sure that everyone gets there safely. I'd like to remind you that if you want to reach out and connect with the OPT Network, our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's right here in Alexandria, Louisiana, and you can zip it up with 71302. Or you can phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Well, it's a new month, and there's a lot going on in our city. So we're going to get right on point. We're going to tell you what's happening this weekend right here in Alexandria. We're joined by a frequent flyer here at the OPT Network, Lakeitha Murray. She is the Director of Championships. Lakeitha, good morning. And so glad to have you back with us.
Good morning.
Well, let's just start by telling people what is happening in the city. The 2012 Southwestern Athletic Conference Soccer Championship will take place starting today through the 4th right here in Alexandria at the Johnny Downs Soccer Complex. And this is the second year that the Alexandria Pineville Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Greater Alexandria Economic Development Authority, and the City of Alexandria have hosted this incredible, incredible championship. So, Lakeitha, we're back.
Yes, we are.
We've got 8 teams based on those conference results. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what people can expect.
They expect a lot of action. Competition, competitiveness from the girls. We have 8 teams out of the 10 teams that made it. And they've traveled. I mean, this is what they work for all year, and this is something that they come to play with. You know, this is what they play for, is the champ, to be named the champion of the Southwestern Athletic Conference Soccer Division.
Absolutely. And so I want to talk about, before we talk about the great level of play that's going to be happening here in our city, a lot of people, a lot of mothers and young girls may or may not know about Title IX, which celebrated 40 years. 40 years this past June, right. And it has paved the way for girls and equality in sports.
Right, right. And, you know, it just builds. Well, I'm a product of it because I was able to play collegiate athletics and had the opportunity to get an education as well. And it plays a part in these girls having the opportunity to come play collegiate athletics as well.
Absolutely. And so there are millions of girls throughout America that have had the opportunity and the equality to play not only soccer, but sports, and not only to play sports, but to provide an education. And as you said, you're a product of that. Right. So this is really, really critical for those moms and those young girls that are out there listening this morning, mm-hmm. about how to connect with soccer.
Right. It's just an opportunity to just, you know, have to give females something to do that they can pride on, and as well as be proud of, you know, say that they were able to compete in collegiate athletics at a high level and be able to say that was part of the NCAA.
Mm-hmm. And so for many young girls, Lakeitha, you know, when we look at the statistics, there are some really serious deficits in urban communities and poor communities when it comes to athletics and soccer. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to tell people how they can get their kids involved. And they can start by participating in the championship that's happening right here in Alexandria starting today. Let's take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon Bandy, Executive Director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Repes and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. And Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. If you're just joining the OPT Network this Thursday morning, it's 7:45, and it's November 1st, and we're joined by Lakeitha Murray, who is the Director of Championships for the SWAC, and we're talking about the Southwestern Athletic Conference
women's soccer championship that's happening right here in Alexandria, starting today and going through the 4th. So if you're looking for something creative and something to do, especially with young girls and Bond, this is an incredible opportunity. And during the break, Lakeitha and I were talking about getting more girls excited and involved, Lakeitha, in the sport. And this is a great opportunity to see such a diverse group of women.
Mm-hmm. And just see them kind of compete at the highest level. This is something that they work for all year, and this is the top of the top. So once you make it here and win the soccer championship, you move on to the NCAA tournament. And that's what you really plan for, to be able to participate in the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we talked about were schools that are coming back to the championships that have obviously raised their level of play. People, mm-hmm. women like Grambling State University, right, that have been kind of absent for the last couple years.
Right.
So let's talk about how exciting it is to see them back in the SWAC in championship.
It's really exciting to see Grambling back. They're one of the top programs. They compete very well, as all our schools. Athletic programs compete very well in the SWAC, and it's glad to see Grambling back in the soccer tournament. Like I said, this year, eight out of 10 schools make the tournament, and Grambling's one of those eight teams that made it again this year.
And so last year, Arkansas Pine Bluff claimed its second title in 3 years.
Right.
So how are they looking this year?
Pine Bluff, they're one of the top programs again in the SWAC, and being that they've been on a rise of late, their coach moved on to a new position at another school, which kind of, once your coach leaves, kind of everything shifts with that, because you follow the lead of your coach. So they have a new coach in. Towards the end of the year, they've kind of come alive, but they haven't been one of the top programs this year, but they are, they're competing.
Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about getting young girls involved in the sport, and we were talking about how we can really create an environment and an atmosphere, the sport is really growing, but we look to see, Lakeitha, more growth in that more girls would get involved in their local programs. And you talked about the commitment that takes. Let's talk a little bit about that.
It's just starting off young, getting a club program, a traveling team, just to get out there and market yourself and bring yourself, and being able to travel to different areas and different states and being seen by different college coaches kind of really puts you in the eye of, the colleges that are really building their programs. And that gives young females the opportunity to get a scholarship to come to participate in collegiate athletics, as well as get an education as well.
And we talked about Title IX and it really being a game changer. And a lot of people are talking about Title IX and the opportunities that it has provided for girls and for women, mm-hmm. in the sport. And you yourself are a product of that. Tell, our listeners, especially those moms that are listening, that are looking for opportunities for young girls that may not necessarily excel in other sports, how soccer could be a real avenue.
It could be an avenue as in regards to, giving the female athlete discipline, mm-hmm. structure, creating a work ethic, just things to build them to get ready for the real world.
Absolutely. And really, that's what team sports do. And having the opportunity to bring your girls out and moms to come out and see. And what I love about the soccer programs throughout the country is that they're so very diverse.
Right. And that's something that soccer does bring to the United States. And with the international players that that coaches are able to go out and get and bring back. And that just raises the level of play in soccer in the United States, as well as in the SWAC.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about what's going to be happening today.
We have 4 games today at the Johnny Downs Sports Complex. First game is at 10:30 a.m., Alabama A&M versus Arkansas Pine Bluff, followed by 1 p.m. game, Mississippi Valley State versus Grambling State. And then with the 3:30 game, Prairie View A&M versus Alabama State. And then our final game for the evening will be Jackson State versus Texas Southern, taking place at 6 p.m.
And so that gives people an opportunity to come out throughout the day and mm-hmm. really take a look and even get a chance, hopefully, to meet some of the players and talk to some of the coaches mm-hmm. about the opportunities that are available and talk about the scholarships that we're starting to see in soccer.
Based on scholarships, based on the school, that depends on how many scholarships they're able to allow to each sport. And then, like I say, it's based on gender equity and Title IX. So schools kind of have their own divvy up about that. And they do have an opportunity to get scholarships based on, you know, if they meet the requirements for that school and everything. So, I mean, it's opportunities out there for everyone.
Absolutely. And this is the second year that it's been held right here in our town. So we want to just remind people that are traveling about that we've got so many people in our city. A lot of people, everybody's coming in. A lot of people are here. A lot of people are still coming. But the hospitality that we know that the great city of Alexandria and Pineville is known for, we extend that to the SWAC as you guys come out and have just hopefully an incredible tournament.
Yeah, and we appreciate everything that GATA, the city of Alexandria, and the CVB has done to make us feel welcome and prepare for this soccer championship.
Absolutely. So how much work, Lakeitha, on your end has gone into another championship?
You know, it never stops. As soon as the season was over with baseball finished up in May, we started planning for all our fall championships now, and this was one of them that we started planning back in June. So now all the planning has come forth, and so now we're ready to get the soccer tournament underway today.
Absolutely, and it's going to be an incredible tournament. The weather looks like it's going to be optimal. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you about the rest of the week, what you can expect, and how you can connect with this year's second annual SWAC tournament, soccer tournament. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
At Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many, and getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSale with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carla Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. Listen, if you're searching for that incredibly wonderful gift, Terra Home has it. They've got gifts. They've got decor, home decor. They have got it all. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital at McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this Thursday morning, November the 1st, we're joined by Lakeitha Murray, who is the director of the SWAC Championships right here happening starting this morning, actually, in Alexandria, city of Alexandria and Pineville, hosting the SWAC conference tournament. And we're talking about really the idea of this being an incredible tournament, Lakeitha, but more importantly, how we can get girls and young boys out to see this collegiate level of play and the importance of doing that.
Admission is free.
That's one good thing. No charge.
And it's, you're coming out to see some of the top athletes in the country compete at the D1 level, and you know everybody wants to play
Division One
soccer in the NCAA. Everybody wants to play Division One level in NCAA. So I mean, you're coming out to see some of the best athletes in the country, and they're going to compete. They compete at the highest level, and they're going to compete hard, and they're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you talk about that Division One level, it really doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Not at all. that's the level you want to compete at, Division One. That's where everybody wants to be at. And the SWAC conference is a Division One conference.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people may not have known that, but it is a great opportunity for all those moms that are driving in this morning. If you've got young women at every level, you know, because we've got to start somewhere at every level. To take your girls out, no charge, great weather,
right.
You know, just to take them out to see what these girls do and the commitment that it takes to make it to this tournament.
I mean, it's going to, like you say, it's going to be great weather. The commitment is there. Everybody's going to compete hard because they're playing for that championship to be named SWAC champions, as well as once you win the SWAC championship, you're the AQ to go to the NCAA tournament. And that's what it's all about, being able to compete at the NCAA tournament. And that's, I know that's everyone's goal, that's to participate in the soccer tournament. this week, and you know, I know they're gonna compete hard and compete well, and it's gonna be fun to come out and watch them play.
Absolutely, it's gonna be fun. Now let's talk about the rest of the week, Lakeitha. It's starting off today at 10:30,
right?
But then you've got until the 4th,
right? We'll have first round today, and then tomorrow we'll have our semifinal games. First game is at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, November 2nd, and the second game is tomorrow as well at 6 p.m. And then we'll break on Saturday, and then we'll come back Sunday for our championship game.
So they're going to get that rest on Saturday.
Right.
And then Sunday, they're going to go at it again.
Right.
And so, you know, we were talking about the millions of girls, that the opportunity for sports and for scholarships that have opened up for them. And I can't echo that enough. And we cannot celebrate Title IX enough.
Right.
And they're not, quite frankly, there are not enough women, Lakeitha, that understand how Title IX was actually a game changer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it came through, it broke a lot of barriers. It gave women that had the same access to everything that, mm-hmm. That males had, and you know, competed the same at the highest level and the same level they competed. And like I say, I'm a product of it, and I you know, the experience that I gained from it was exceptional. And I encourage everybody to compete in collegiate athletics if they have the opportunity to.
Absolutely. DC is echoing that, and we echo that for not only our girls, but for our young men as well. It creates discipline, and it creates sportsmanship. Mm-hmm. And it just creates a great college atmosphere and environment for our kids to be a part of.
Right. And like I say, it's fun. You enjoy it. You get the opportunity to travel, see different parts of the states that you haven't seen. So it's all in all, it's a world-class experience.
Now, here is the kicker. Who is favored to win this tournament? Now, we know Alabama has had their problems. Alabama A&M has had their problems making it through to the next round. So
Prairie View A&M.
Prairie View A&M. And so how are they looking?
Prairie View's looking good. They're the number one team out of the West Division, as Alabama A&M is the number one team out of the East Division. So those are going to be your two teams to watch. But you got to watch out for the rest of the tournament bracket as well, because it's anybody game. You just uh-huh. have to come out and compete each and every game. You just can never take any team light.
Hey, are we looking for any upsets?
You know, that
any upsets
that
on the horizon?
Could be, but you just have to come out and see.
Got to come out and see. It's absolutely free and open to the public.
Right.
It's going to be great weather, great competition. Again, tell us those times so that people can mark their calendars, mark their time, so that they can be out there.
Okay. Today, again, we have our first game at 10:30 a.m. versus Alabama A&M versus Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our second game at 1 p.m., Mississippi Valley State versus Grambling State. And then we have our third game at 3:30 p.m., Prairie View A&M versus Alabama State. And then we finish up this evening at 6 p.m. with our final game, Jackson State versus Texas Southern.
So they are going to have a full day.
Full day of action.
And so, Lakeitha, what time did you start this morning?
Started this morning at 6:30.
You started at 6:30?
Yes, ma'am.
So everything is set.
Mm-hmm.
The women are ready.
Yep.
And so we just want the city to get ready. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you're just in the city. This really, for schools, especially high schools and junior high schools, D.C., that have teams from throughout the parishes that we serve, really, really need to consider loading up a van and getting those kids out here so that they can really experience soccer at the highest level.
It's one of the highest level, like I say. So SWAC is a D1 conference in the NCAA, and we play some of the top girls that compete in the state in the NCAA.
Absolutely. So it is going to be an incredible, incredible few days right here in Alexandria, November 1st through the 4th. It's going to be at Alexandria at the Johnny Downs Soccer Complex. This is the second year that Alexandria Pineville Convention and Visitors Bureau has, and the Greater Alexandria Economic Development Authority and the City of Alexandria have hosted the championship. So we say kudos to our city, Alexandria and Pineville, for
Thank
being
you.
The change.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And this is what it's all about, y'all. The top eight teams, based on conference results and based on the point system, are going to be competing today through the 4th. It is absolutely free and open to the public, and you are invited. Lakeitha, the best of luck. We know it's going to be a great tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for coming in to talk about these wonderful women and what we expect.
Thank you for having me. I always have fun when I come by.
Absolutely. Thank you for spending the quickest part of your morning with us, because we know you're busy this morning. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Hey, your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Your sweet moonbeam, the smell.
Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's 10 minutes after 8. Today is November 1st. It's a crisp, cool, beautiful morning. And this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, get HD for life, plus so much more by dialing 318-767-2220. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community and the city of Alexandria, diversity in action. Well, this morning, DC, we're going to change gears just a little bit. There's a lot going on, not only with the tournament, but a lot going on within our inner city. And I'm talking about the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and Suddenlink is kicking off the sixth annual program for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And here to talk about this incredibly huge promotion is Jane Wright Velez, who is the executive director of the Food Bank. And we're also going to be joined by Tony Savelli from Suddenlink. Jane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Jane, this is really big for the Food Bank.
Oh, yes. The Suddenlink drive has just become bigger and bigger each year. They've mm-hmm. got such a fantastic team there. You know, all their employees are participating. They're going out to grocery stores and collecting. They're encouraging schools to participate that aren't involved in the Christmas cheer food drives mm-hmm. that are coming up to participate. And it's a great community effort. And Suddenlink is really an example of a great corporate partner and coming together with this and trying to encourage people that they deal with to either donate food or money to mm-hmm. the program. And they're also giving away some really cool prizes if you participate.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about those cool prizes just a little bit later in the show. But Jane, as you were coming in, we were talking about how incredibly busy the food bank has become. And now we're going into the holiday season.
That's true. It seems like each month we have more and more people coming to us in need directly at our facility and at our food pantries across the 11 parishes that we serve. And it just seems like the demand is increasing. And, of course, we try to juggle that and making sure that we have enough food and enough money to make the food move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a constant challenge. And what we want to remind everyone, you know, with all these drives and all these efforts that we're trying to do to help feed hungry people, you know, you may not have a whole case of canned goods at your house, but you may have two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And we put those together with two or three from several other households.
Right.
We've got a food box. So it all counts. Every can counts. No matter what you can give, anything that you have to share, it's important that you do that because, you know, our neighbors need our help.
And, you know, I said that, and every month that we come to the food bank to pick up boxes to deliver to our seniors, you think every month gets a little bit busier, and you see more and more people that seem to converge on the food bank. And so that really should be telling us something about what's happening in our community.
Absolutely. In this economy, you know, the food prices are certainly not going down, and money's just tighter than ever for everyone, for
mm-hmm.
our seniors, you know, for single parents with children. You know, I'm not quite sure how they make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to be there for the people that do have trouble making ends meet.
Absolutely.
You know, oftentimes people are working part-time or working at minimum wage and they have children and they just can't, it just doesn't work. You know, the math doesn't work. They've got to get help from somewhere, and that's where we come in.
And the food bank, for those people out there who've never connected, is a warm, friendly place that is helping our community, and not just our community, but 11 other parishes. And so when you said that you may not have a whole case, you may have one or two or three, well, all that combined makes for a box.
Exactly. And that's how we do it. We put it together from resources from corporate America and things that they're not going to be able to sell, things that would otherwise be thrown away from food drives, from USDA food. I mean, it comes from multiple sources. It's a perfect example of a public-private partnership because it takes a little bit of everything to make that box,
mm-hmm.
to make it happen. And volunteers, you know, like Tony and the Suddenlink team to mm-hmm. really, you know, help us help other people.
Absolutely. And you know what I love, Jane, more than anything? I love to tout those businesses in our community like Suddenlink that are giving back to the community and the community that has supported these businesses for so many years. And last year, connecting those people in need, Suddenlink collected some 64,000 pounds of food and monetary equivalent, more than 18,000 pounds the year before in 2010. And so they are really, really all about it.
Oh, yes. They are super committed to this project. I mean, and their goal this year is to collect 80,000 pounds. So that's
a lot. Well, it seems like, and we sit here and I say that every year we talk about the poundage of the food, but you guys go through that. So 64,000, it was a lot, but it takes a lot.
Exactly. It does. And, you know, the drives are important and they're a great way to get people connected to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And to raise awareness about the issue of hunger. But you're right, it takes a great deal of food. You know, in the course of the year, we'll distribute between 5.5 and 6 million pounds of food.
5.5 to 6 million pounds of food.
Yes. And so it takes a great deal for us to be able to do this. And so,
and I think, Jane, I think people really can't quantify that because those numbers just seem so large. But if you've ever had a chance to be in your warehouse and to see the shelves or to see the walls filled and then to come back and see, like, oh, what happened to all the food? And then you think of, I know just the boxes that we deliver are 50-pound boxes, aren't about 50 pounds. And so when you start subtracting, you know, that amount with the number of people and families that you cover, it subtracts quickly.
It certainly does. You know, when I walk in the warehouse and I see the cinder block, I worry. It's like, wow, we needed to find some food. And so, and of course, this time of year, we're doing everything we can to get it from wherever we can because, like you said earlier, the need just seems to be increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're trying to do our job and to get as much food as we possibly can from any source that we can get it from.
And so the holiday season is a season where people are really in a spirit of giving.
Yes.
So hopefully people will open up their hearts and their pantries and start giving to this effort. And I know that there are some collection sites where people can connect to go in and donate canned goods and things that they have.
Yes, yes. There's several collection sites all across Central Louisiana. We've got them in the town halls of Pineville, Leesville, Manny, Natchitoches, and Winfield. And then we're also, the Suddenlink staff will be outside of grocery stores at Ball Foods, Forge Grocery Store in Colfax, all of the Mac supermarket locations in Alexandria, Tioga, and Pineville, and all Super One locations in Alexandria and Pineville. They're doing it on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see those guys sitting outside the grocery store on Saturday, that's what they're doing. They're collecting food for the food bank. And you can also donate at the food bank or any Suddenlink office.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to have more about the holiday season and helping to be our brother and our sister's keeper when it comes to making sure that families are fed. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we've switched gears and we're talking about the Food Bank of Central Louisiana and Suddenlink Communications. Well, they've kicked off their sixth annual Connecting with Those in Need fall food drive to help stock the shelves of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And last year, Suddenlink was responsible. Their campaign created some 64,000 pounds of food. And so we want to welcome to the show Tony Savelli from Suddenlink, as well as Jane Wright Velez, who's the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Lady and gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you.
And so, Tony, I want to start with you because we were talking about during the break volunteerism and how we really get communities and schools, because you have been, I mean, you have been a person that has stomped for this and you have seen it grow over the past 6 years. How do we do that?
I guess it, awareness, you know, one of the things that's happened with our drive this year and in the past years is that the community, a lot of people come up to and want to even ask you, when are y'all doing your drive? So it's touched enough people that they look forward to it. And even though we give prizes as part of the drawing to do the donations, more than 50% of the people that come to the stores mm-hmm. won't even fill out a flyer for the chance. I mean, they just give a donation
mm-hmm.
because they realize, you know, that people are in need and in their community. And so our employees, you know, they live and work in this community, they shop in this community, and you know, they know what it's like. We had over 700 hours of volunteer.
Wow.
You know, our employees working in front of stores, handing the flyers out during the 6 weeks of the drive, and they enjoy it. The employees enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important when businesses can get the employees to come out and volunteer for causes, and it's just another way that Suddenlink shows that they're giving back to the community that has supported them.
Yes, and with our employees, the field personnel, they work around their own call schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, 55 employees in the field. All 55 are on part of a call schedule that works the weekends, 10 to 7. And so about every third or fourth weekend, they're on call. So they're actually on call one weekend, and then the next times they're having to look to see when they can work before they go on call again. So,
wow.
They really put forth a big effort to be part of it.
And that really speaks to the dedication that they have for this cause. And one of the things that you have done is you have increased the number of schools that are involved in this program from 18 to now almost 40 schools.
Mm-hmm. What we've tried to do is Christmas cheer kind of runs from November to December for the food bank, and it really involves three parishes, Natchitoches, Avoyelles, and Rapides.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to do is maneuver the other eight parishes that the food bank covers,
mm-hmm.
and the 93 pantries that are out there that they provide services to get them involved. And it's not like a competition, but when I talk to them on the phone, I'm pretty much telling them, you know, hey.
Is that the coach in you?
That's the coach in you. It's like, okay, now Christmas Cheer has three parishes, and they do 80-something thousand, and we need your support. And so we were able to move from last year in 2011 from about 18 schools to right at 40 schools right now. And in fact, some schools that have never participated in any drive of any sort.
Wow. Jane, what does that do to your heart to see the increase? Because, you know, people don't know just how hard that Jane and the staff at the food bank work.
Well, it's just wonderful to hear that we have 40 schools involved this year. I mean, that I just love it to have school food drives. That's one of my favorite things. And just to hear that there's 40 now,
mm-hmm.
that is so exciting. And I love to have new schools participating too, because it's just it's a great way to get the children involved and to teach them about the issue of hunger,
mm-hmm.
and to also teach them lessons about giving back.
That's right.
And it's so important that they learn that at a young age so that they can continue as adults and as a society. But it has to start with the children. So that's a wonderful, wonderful piece of news.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so excited to have that news. But then, you know, so grateful to have a partner like Tony and the Suddenlink team and all the tremendous work that they do each year. I mean, it just continues to grow. You can't really say enough good things about Tony, because he is such a great partner to have and works so hard on this drive. He's
mm-hmm.
really passionate about it and just keeps raising the bar.
He keeps, do you love that?
Yes.
He keeps raising the bar. And you know, we were saying this during the break. One of the things that we feel is our mission and our calling with what we do with this show is to cultivate a listening audience that has a heart for people and a heart to volunteer. And you said something really important, Jane, about our kids and starting them young. And this is a way that you can volunteer really without even volunteering, Tony, by these 40 schools that are a part of this movement where parents can actually send canned goods with their kids.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed in talking with the teachers, and usually at the school, the 4-H group is who normally does the drive. And I think part of their bylaw is that they have to either do a food drive or do a garden. And but some of them do both. And the thing that's so amazing is that a lot of the schools that do really well in collecting canned goods are some of the schools that have the most kids on free lunch or reduced lunch.
Wow.
Which is really a sign that they appreciate what we're doing and they want to be part of it because they may have been there themselves.
Right. And a lot of those schools, Jane, are the beneficiaries of the backpack.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it may be, you know, with that kind of knowledge that the children that need the most are the ones that are people that need the most are the ones that are giving back most because they understand it and they've been there.
People who need the most are giving the most. Wow. That's powerful.
It's just, you know, it's a real statement and certainly a lesson for all of us that, you know, the people that, you know, it's not the, you know, people that you'd think would be giving the most.
And,
but that also goes back to that whole philosophy about giving two or three cans here or five cans here, you know, whatever, sharing whatever you have.
And that almost feels like the widow's mite, you know? She had the least. But she gave really the most because she gave all of what she had. And so in this spirit of giving and Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, we want to implore people to go into themselves introspectively. And it's an opportunity. It's such a teachable moment for our kids to send those canned goods by our kids to schools and say, you know what? There are people out there that don't know what they're going to have on any given day to eat. So, y'all, this is an incredible movement. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Suddenlink's goal and how much we need to do to feed our communities. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion.
The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the Program Coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Of Oils Parish, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining us, we're joined by Jane Wright-Velez, who is the Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and Tony Savelli from Suddenlink. And we're talking about the incredible promotion. This is the Suddenlink's sixth annual program for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And we're talking about raising awareness, but getting people, Tony, involved. And the goal this year is to collect 80,000 pounds of non-perishable food. And that really sounds like a lot, but it really is not. I mean, it's a lot, but the way that it's distributed, it's so needed.
Well, when you look at it, when we bring the stuff to the food bank, it seems like a lot for us. But when you start wrapping your mind around the fact that they're trying to supply food to 93 pantries, it really don't go that far.
And approximately how many people is that, Jane, 93 pantries?
Well, we serve 22,000 people per month through our network of the 93 pantries in 11 parishes. So we do have a tremendous need.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about food drive food, you know, the stuff that comes in from Suddenlink, there's a lot of variety to it.
Uh-huh.
So it helps to balance out other parts of our inventory when we get things. You know, we got canned peaches in the other day, for an example. Well, that's 1,600 cases of canned peaches, and you can't make a whole food box out of canned peaches. You wouldn't want to just give someone canned peaches. So we're able to take and combine all the vegetables and different things that come in with food drives and stuff and make a more balanced food box. So that's another reason we love food drives.
Absolutely. And so, Tony, there are going to be some really cool incentives for people to get involved in the Suddenlink promotion here. Let's talk about that.
Okay. One of the things that we'll do, like our employees will be in front of the stores, and when a customer going into the store walks up, the employee will give them a flyer about the food drive and tell them what we're doing. And a lot of times they're asked the customer will say, well, what kind of things do you need? And we'll usually tell them some cool things like peanut butter, you know, things that you don't normally get all the time. Most of the time with the food drives, you're getting some of the same things, whatever's on sale. You know, maybe you're getting green beans, you're getting tomato paste or whatever. So we try to tell them, you know, something different that's you know, that they don't normally get.
Right, something that will add that variety.
And a lot of times what we'll do is, one of the things that I try to do every week is when the sale ads come out on Wednesday, the stores that have the really good sales going is, you know, when people will donate money, what we do is we try to buy product back from the store that we're mm-hmm. in front of so mm-hmm. that we keep everything there. The store benefits, we benefit,
wow.
the community benefits. And so I try to make them aware of what's on sale. You know, canned goods are on sale at Kroger's this week.
Mm-hmm.
Our employees know when they go that when a customer asks them, you know, they have a good sale on, you know, canned goods mm-hmm. and things like that. This weekend at Ford's in Colfax, we're going to be working the Pecan Festival. And they have all kind of things on sale. Flour, mm-hmm. 69 cents a five-pound bag. They have sugar, two for $5, four-pound bags. They have canned goods, 20 for $10.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we know what's happening at the stores as well. And a lot of times, even the store managers realize that when we're back in the store buying,
mm-hmm.
and we're buying with money that the community has donated.
Wow.
And buying product from their store. So they benefit as well.
Mm-hmm. And now you guys are going to be donating a 50-inch plasma television set.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Well, Suddenlink buys the prizes for the we've done that since 2007. And when we started in 2007, it was a TV. And then each year we've kind of added different things. And so we try to keep it on things that work with the services that we provide,
mm-hmm.
you know, cable, internet, telephone.
Mm-hmm.
This year we decided it was going to be all about the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the 50-inch TV.
Wow.
And for the first time, a Bose surround sound.
Okay. That's nice.
That's very nice. And an Xbox 360.
Wow.
So everything that we're going to give away is something that's a winner will mm-hmm. be able to use on our services if they have our service. We've sent prizes to as far as Michigan. About 3 years ago, we had somebody make a donation in front of Kroger's, and they were from Michigan visiting.
Wow.
And we had to ship. Thank goodness it was just the Blu-ray DVD player. It wasn't a 50-inch TV.
Uh-huh.
But we shipped it to Michigan. So.
Wow. Now, so tell people how they can register to win these great prizes, because that's really neat.
Okay. Well, we have a flyer that we hand out from the stores, plus the schools that are involved. They're able to make the donation too. It's 5-can donation, and you can enter as many times as you want. So if you do 25 cans, you can put 5 tickets in there. We've had people come in and bring a whole case at a time.
Wow.
Of canned goods that, you know, when we tell them they're on sale, 20 for $10, it's nothing to get 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just come right back to you. And so we enter their name in the drawing. It'll be on the 28th and at the mall. We're going to do it at the food court.
November 28th. Mm-hmm.
And usually we have the mayors pull the prizes. We have real good relationship with our mayors.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually come and do the drawing with us. We've normally had it at the cable office on Donahue Ferry. And every year, you just never know what kind of weather you're going to get on that day. When you pick a day,
uh-huh.
and you're trying to, hopefully you don't have any bad weather. Now that we've opened a store up in the mall next to Burlington Coat Factory,
mm-hmm.
we decided, talking with the mall, we would do it in the food court.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we don't have to worry about the weather. So, you know, we're just going to, I forget exactly what time we're going to do it, but it'll be on the 28th.
Absolutely. And those are some great, great prizes. A 50-inch plasma television, a Bose surround sound, and then
Xbox
360. And all you've got to do is donate five canned goods, and your name goes in. So you can donate as many canned goods, and your name can go in as many times as you like for it to.
That's right.
And so, Jane, let's tell people where the stores are.
Well, I just want to mention first that there are also prizes for the schools that are participating.
Oh, yeah.
The first place prize is $500. Second place is $250. And third place is going to be $100. And so the schools are getting in on the prizes in two different ways. The children come
uh-huh.
in, some of these really neat prizes we just talked about, if they bring 5 canned goods. And then also the schools themselves can win prizes by collecting the most food.
Wow. That's great incentive. Great, great incentive. And here's where you can connect
right.
with this promotion.
The town halls in Ball, Pineville, and Pollock are going to be collecting food. The Suddenlink offices, Pineville, Alexandria, Leesville, Manny, Natchitoches, and Winfield. And then grocery store locations where the Suddenlink employees will be working collecting food. Ball Foods, all of the Max supermarkets in Pineville and in Alexandria, all of the Super One Foods in Pineville and Alexandria, Forge Grocery Store that Tony just mentioned in Colfax. And, of course, you can also bring it by the food bank down on Baldwin Avenue.
Absolutely. And so when is the last day for the names to go in the hat for these great prizes?
Well, the drive ends on the 17th, that Saturday, but we normally have stuff coming after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the drawing used to be on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we found last year and the year, even the year before, that stuff was still coming in from schools and different places. So we've moved it back to the 28th, which gives us 3 days once the kids come back from school.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're out the 16th through the 25th or something like that.
Okay.
And so that way we got 3 days, because last year we had, we thought we had, you know, 13 or 14 schools participate. And on the Friday that they got ready to leave for Thanksgiving, we had six or seven schools calling saying, hey, we've got all this food, when y'all gonna come and get it?
Wow.
And we were driving to Gina and Oakdale and everywhere else on that Friday. So, you know, we just put it back to the 28th to kind of give us more time. But the 17th, that Saturday, is when it actually ends for our employees and for the stores. But we'll still be getting collections in after that time.
Absolutely. This is an incredible drive. And the goal here is 80,000 pounds of non-perishable food items that will be donated to the food bank. And it's more than 93 member agencies. And let me tell you, if you've never had an opportunity to visit the food bank or even to pass by and see the incredible work that Jane Wright Velez and the entire team do there, you're doing yourself a disservice. There are, unfortunately, many people in our community next to us that are what we're calling food insufficient, that they don't have food, they don't have means, and the food bank is one of those very important entities that is providing that. Jane, we want to thank you as always for doing what you do, and Tony Savelli, Suddenlink, thank you guys for being the change that you want to see. It takes a lot, not only as the head, but to get a whole body, a whole group of employees involved in such an incredible movement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, y'all, this is another way that you can give back with things that you own, things that you have, to help another person. And we're asking you to be the change that you want to see in ending food insufficiency. Thank you guys again. We're going to take a quick break. We're back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, November 1st. Can you believe it? It's November already. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible, I mean, she's got an incredible team in Bunky. Not only are they working hard in their business, but they are serving the community in so many ways. The number you can phone is 318-346-2540. And in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. And of course, McDonald's of Pineville, being the change that they want to see and helping us to raise money and raise awareness in the battle to eradicate breast cancer. And you know, DC, we talked to the food bank this morning. We talked to people all the time, and you talk about people like Darlene St. Romain and Glenda Stock and Johnny Marks and all of those people, Thesha Davis, Rosa Fields, just to name a few, people that are always on the front lines of giving. And, you know, as Jane Wright Velez and Tony Savelli left talking about the food bank, you know, our mission right now is to eradicate breast cancer, to raise awareness, to raise money. And we know what a challenging job it can be. But we don't just focus on one thing. We try to help organizations that are trying to better their communities and trying to help and give back. And there are so many ways and so many things that you can get involved in to be the difference maker. And we hope that the people that listen to this show, DC, will find some way that they can give back and support their community. And there's so many ways, and people that are always giving really just warm our hearts. You know, because they're they're always on the front lines. Absolutely. And what I was really impressed about with this year's movement for breast cancer is that we did get a lot of newness, a lot of new people, a lot of people that stepped up that we didn't see last year that said, you know what, I can help, or what can I do? And that's how any movement, and you're going to hear me say it, you're going to hear me say it as many times as I can, that's how movements move. One person can't move a movement. It takes a body. It takes a community. It takes organizations. And so we all have to get in where we think we fit in. Find something that you can feel passionate about and get to it. If there is any way that we can help, DC, we tell people all the time, we're trying to be the change. We're not just talking about it. We're being about it. We're putting our time. We're putting our gifts. And most importantly, we're putting our money out there.
Yes, that's correct.
Anytime we get an opportunity, DC, we want to try to give to these movements because we want our communities to grow and to thrive. And we don't want to see hungry people. And we don't want to see women struggling with breast cancer.
That's absolutely correct.
And so this is why we do what we do every single morning. And when we talk about Darlene St. Romain, she's got an incredible, incredible venture coming up for this movement.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Darlene came to us and said, look, we're wanting to do something for breast cancer. And we've got some things on the burner. And, you know, basically I was burning with anticipation to see what she was going to come up with. And true to the way that she does it, she's about to hit another one out of the park. And this coming December, she's going to be throwing Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. And it's still on the drawing table right now. We're putting it all together, getting all the pieces. But it is going to be at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And it's going to be December 15th. And so we're putting all the particulars together now. But it is going to be a Pink Party for the Cure, sponsored by Sylvia's Care and Companion.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to be one of those parties where you can feel the pink however you feel it. You don't have to go out and get an all pink outfit. However you're feeling it, whether it's a scarf, whether it's all pink, however you're feeling it, we want people to come out and be the change that you want to see. And the only way that you can be change is to change. And you change by your show of support and solidarity.
There it is.
And so this is what we're talking about. This is what we're about. We're about change. We're about being the difference makers. And you know what? We're just part of the movement. We are just part of the movement. And we try to raise our voices and our courage every single day to help in movements, to help make you better, and to help make us better. Because it takes each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have time to run through this super mega raffle.
The tickets are out there, though.
The tickets are out there. The raffle is getting bigger and bigger.
Getting bigger.
I can't even tell you what we have added, what we're going to add. But just know this, every single day, that fire is going to get hotter.
Well, Carlette, I'm going to tell you, the washer and dryer.
Oh, yeah.
The real, high-tech washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just a washer and dryer. It's a high-tech. You got to see it. They're valued at $500 each. $500 for the washer, yeah. $500 for the dryer. Plus, not to mention the $500 cash that the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union put in yesterday. Those items right there are just worth it. And then we're going to try to get some other things in it to basically furnish your house, because we some sort of way I feel a living room set coming up.
Uh-oh.
A nice living room set.
You know what? And for only $5 for a donation, not only are you going to help to be the change that you want to see, but you're going to have the opportunity to win some great cash
Absolutely.
And some great prizes, literally thousands.
Man, Colette, I'm telling you, not only are you going to help in the fight against breast cancer, every dollar that you give is going to fight breast cancer, but you also have the opportunity to win thousands of dollars worth of prizes. It's just a win-win situation.
Oh, yeah, it's a win-win. And you know what? The way to win is to become a part of the OPT network. You do that by listening. You do that by giving your supply. And we're going to tell you hopefully tomorrow who has those tickets.
Yeah.
People are calling us at 318-445-5658. The OPT office is saying, how can I get those tickets?
It's like Lotto. You got to be in it to win it.
Absolutely. You guys, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Don't forget about the SWAC championships happening today through the 4th. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to go out, take your girls, and have a good time absolutely free. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And